Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, we'll be talking all about Jupiter retrograde. But in case you missed it, last week, one planet decided it was not going to retrograde anymore. That was Venus. If you want to know what happens after Venus retrograde is over, then definitely listen to last week's episode before diving into this one.
And just to give you a heads up, next week we will tell you everything you need to know about the new moon in Virgo and the end of Mercury retrograde.
And with that being said, let's dive into this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So Jupiter stations retrograde in Taurus on September 4th, which is the day this episode comes out. This will be happening at 10:11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Per usual, the date and time are from the website astroseek.com. Now, before we dive into what you need to know about this transit, just thought with the Mercury retrograde energy in the air, we wanted to just clear something up really quick. You may have noticed in the past 2 months that we shifted our content to be talking about transits much further in advance. This was happening due to a lot of requests that we were just getting from people who felt like they didn't have enough time to listen to the episodes, or maybe they missed a transit because they listened a few days late. We also got a lot of questions from people who wanted to know about transits that were happening as far as 6 months out in advance. Because that's kind of what the norm is on TikTok, to talk about things really far in the future. And we did shift the content to accommodate that. And once we did that, we received even more comments and feedback that nobody actually prefers that. So we've moved everything back to be on schedule again. You may have noticed it started last week. So just moving forward, when you listen to the episodes, they'll be talking about the transits that are happening the week that the episode comes out. So it's really important that you listen on Mondays or as early as you can in the week, because we're not going to be moving the content around any further. Just wanted to clear that up. With that being said, Jupiter retrograde, right? That's what we're here for. So what you need to know, Jupiter retrograde, coincidentally, is a period of reflection. Jupiter retrograde invites introspection and self-reflection. It's a really good time to review things like your belief systems, the values you hold, and any takes on the world from a philosophical standpoint. It's also a really good time to reassess and refine your long-term goals and plans.
How this affects you is the retrograde period will provide an opportunity for inner growth and expanding your knowledge. This is a really good time to dive deeper into your spiritual and educational goals. This might mean going back to school, signing up for online courses, reading new books, and finding ways to broaden your horizons and gain a better understanding of the world around you.
So why this matters, this is a great time for you to be reevaluating some of the opportunities that show up in your life. During Jupiter retrograde, it's really important to stop and reconsider if there's any new opportunities that are presenting themselves to you, if there's something you actually want to take or not. So if you were thinking about starting something new, definitely take a lot of time to really make informed decisions as to whether or not you should embark on something new.
Something you might not know is that all retrograde periods do indicate some challenges, delays, or obstacles, even when it comes to Jupiter retrograde. Jupiter is a very positive planet in astrology. However, it's not immune to some of the challenges that do come with retrograde. So it's really important that you are patient and persistent, especially because this is a retrograde in the sign of Taurus. The more that you continue to work towards your goals consistently, the faster it will happen. So this is a time to really commit to your goals and to make any adjustments if they are needed so that you can focus on your growth.
If you're wondering how long this retrograde lasts, Jupiter will station direct in Taurus on December 30th at 9:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you have between September 4th and December 30th to experience the Jupiter retrograde energy. But that's it for this week. If you're curious to know more about how Jupiter retrograde affects you on a more personal level, then this is your reminder. We do offer readings. Readings are hosted on an app called Intro, which allows for FaceTime style calls. We do readings for as short as 15 minutes to as long as 1 hour. You decide what you want to talk about. When you go to book a reading, there is a slot where you can type in your questions and we can answer any of them that you might have on the call face to face.
And if you've never booked a reading with us before, then you can use the code STARS, all caps, STARS, for $20 off your first reading.
And just a reminder, next week is the new moon in Virgo, as well as some good news. Mercury retrograde will be ending. So if you want to know what you can expect with that, then definitely stick around for next week's episode. But until then, if you want to stay in the loop with us and what's to come, then make sure you're following us on social media. We are on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at BLME The Stars. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday. Bye.